We get signal, my screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackers, please.
Hey, good evening. This is a GMC live from Studio RefSpace. And with me are Frans.
Hello.
From Eindbaas and Rocco.
Hello.
Also, from Eindbaas, actually.
With an Australian accent.
Yes, I'm quite fond of the Australian. Well, that was sort of British.
That's all the same, right? Because we are doing Eindbaas Radio again, finally. One was, I don't know how long ago. God, it's...
Like 8 months or something.
Yeah, with the guys from...
Men of Mega.
Men of Mega, how could I forget them? They were... recently also at Eindbaas number 7th
yes.
edition. For the listeners who don't know Eindbaas yet, they do these awesome chiptune parties, usually in Utrecht. Last year they went around a bit and actually you're all over the place these days, right?
Yeah, well, Netherlands is small, right?
Yeah, but still, I mean, if I look at the agenda, which you can find on eindbaas.org as well, there's open stages, there's the regular Eindbaas parties, all kinds of festivals that
We started of course with the regular editions in the AQ in Utrecht. We had 6 of them there, and then we did a tour across the Netherlands with a small package from different artists from the Netherlands. And yeah, somehow, you know, because it's you know, people are finding Eindbaas and they like it. So yeah, we get around, we come around, we get asked a lot to do DJ sets on festivals or with a complete package to play somewhere. So yeah, we're sort of all over the place now.
Which is pretty awesome. But to get back at Eindbaas Edition 7, I was there and it was quite awesome. You had some big names there on the stage. Of course, Men of Mega, I mentioned them already. They started up the show, I think.
Yeah, for them it was like we discovered them at the open mic, the open stage at Eindbaas the 5th, I think, and from there we took them with us on the tour, and to sort of crown them, they did the opening on the last Eindbaas, and it was, I mean, they're just existing for now a bit more than a year now, but they've grown so much, and they just released a new EP, which you can find on menomega.bandcamp.com. And I mean, we're gonna hear a song from the new EP later on. So
okay, cool. Yeah, I actually played that whole album integrally 2 weeks ago, I think. When I stood there and listened to them, it's they're like redefining chiptunes again. It's wow. But
yeah, I think that's why I like them so much, because they have like a different approach and their own style. And I think, I mean, that's what I always I'm looking for into music. You know, there's, I mean, the sounds like coming from the Game Boy or Atari or they're so unique and somehow, which also make it happen that a lot of music is alike, right? So, but I think that the thing that's really great about it, that there's still like a lot of artists that push it to the limits and create something totally different that you never heard
exactly
before.
Yeah, and it's not like your chip tunes that you're used to from when I was young, for example, but it's really got the techno beat and really even more elaborate beats and
I think it's like a total, there is like this new wave going on where it's being in some kind of way more professional, more produced, but on the other hand, like more mixed with traditional art, electronic music, or so that's one take. And the other thing, I think that like the software is pushing the limits of the equipment. It's still going on. There are still like updates from for Nanoloop for the Game Boy or LSDJ, which makes even more possible. So
Yeah, well, speaking, we actually have some classic equipment here in the studio because Rocco brought two Game Boys with him, which I really like because the listener who's been listening before might remember that I'm especially fond of Game Boys. But more about that later. After Man of Mega, we had Kovox.
Actually, we had BitShifter first.
Oh, we had BitShifter. I got that's right. We had it with Kovox.
Yeah, let's just do a little little back in time, and I'm going to do some songs from the last Einbar show.
Relive the experience.
Here we go.
Also Game Boy, by the way.
That last song was from the new album, Man of Mega. Before that, the Kofax remix from a Salumni song. And, well, before like I introduced the BitShifter song, which was actually the complete lineup of Eindbass 7.
Which was awesome, especially with Kofax at the end. I mean, I was so, stoned out of my skull. And then he comes out with his acid beats and...
Wow. Yeah, well... His sound, I mean, he used to do a lot of chiptune, with only Game Boy stuff, and he somehow transformed it into this amazing complete live act with visuals, and it's just everything is like he wanted to do, you know, everything is set out as he wanted. It's like in complete control, and it's just amazing to see him.
It is, hey. But I also missed something at the previous Eindbass, because it was an open stage, and actually someone I really whose music I really like was playing there.
Who was that?
Well, Ultrasid.
Yeah, we used to do this open stage before, like at the same venue at Aku, right before the show, like really short, in an hour. And now in the new venue at Echo, we still wanted to do the open mic, because it's so important to give like everyone who's doing something a chance to perform, and so we decided to find another venue, which is the Cargador, and we planned it right up front, right before. But we also decided to keep it a bit low, because there's like room for 80 people, so it's more like for the real core of the chiptune lovers and performance there. But yeah, you missed something great, because like the atmosphere and all the artists like giving each other, tapping each other on the shoulder and like, well, maybe Yoroko, you can say a bit more about that, because you were like actually performing there.
Yeah, well, the great thing about the whole open stage thing at Eindbass is actually get a feel for what's going on in the Netherlands particularly. And it's fun to see new styles come to the stage. And that's what the open stage at Eindbass means for me. It's a place for new chiptune producers to share a sound that they want to share with the world, and for chiptune producers alike to come in touch.
What I also really liked about the open stage at Cargador is that there is actually no stage, so it's really like open. It's just one floor, and people like are all in the same, and they can really, you know, it's really for me, like the last time really felt like there was actually the whole scene, like everybody who's doing something was there, and it just felt really good.
Cool. Yeah, that sort of reminds me of the first Eindbaas that was on tour in Groningen. It was also like one floor, right? And you were basically you could touch them playing. And
yeah,
all.
Sure. That's, I mean, we're of course. I mean, everybody is. I mean, it's also like interesting to see what kind of equipment the artist is using and how, and so that's really important. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So, well, since you missed it, I've got a surprise for you. I got a live recording from the Ultrasit open stage at Eindbaas 7 at Cargador, and let's awesome. Play it now. For I don't know, we're not gonna do the complete set, I guess, but it's also online on his SoundCloud. So
okay,
I suggest people check it out. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you missed a lot there.
Yeah, well, the term godlike perfection comes to mind.
I'm guessing he will be back sometime.
Who knows, maybe 2013.
So, Rocco.
Yes.
What are you up to?
Oh, you know, the usual Game Boy-ish shenanigans.
So, I mean, we've talked about it earlier. I mean, we've known each other for a while now, but how did you end up in a chiptune, like, doing music?
Well, I've always been very fond of retro gaming and gaming in general. I mean, in my spare time, I'm a sort of a gaming journalist. And there was a time when I started actually doing a bit of research on retro gaming music to actually listen to it more often. And suddenly I got introduced to the whole chiptune scene and discovered that there are actually people still making this kind of music, this lo-fi sound. And one thing led to another, and I started out with some simple plugins for Fruity Loops to get those old, mainly Game Boy sounds, because the Game Boy was the actual first video game system I owned. So one thing led to another, and I got myself a copy of LSDJ, and yeah, it just sort of came after, everything went on after that.
That's quite cool. I mean, you're pretty young, I think, because, well, when I was like 8 or 10, I had a C64 that I was playing with, and later Amiga, etc. So it's really amazing that you also like that same sound, and it's I think that's also part of what Eindbaas is about. It's that sound is still alive, and very much so. And it's, how was it to play next to, because you were at the same open stage that that Ultra Sid was, the set we're listening now to?
He was actually... right before him, I guess?
I was, yeah. Yes, I was actually on the stage doing a little set prior to Ultra Sid, and it's simply amazing because I've been listening to Ultra Sid for a while, and it's he's an amazing person. He's very nice, but his music is oh so good. You know, I've been following him on 8-Bit Collective for a while now, and he just keeps pumping out more and more good stuff, so I hope he keeps it coming, and I can't wait to see him at Eindbaas sometime. You know, get him, you know, get him on there.
Well, I mean, the thing was already, he just came out as a visitor, you know, he just wanted to see the act and be part of it. So okay. I think it's also really a lot of things happening at the scene, like people travel a lot to just perform, to just attend the show, you know, and I think that's really cool. And I was like, particularly surprised that he actually performed on the open stage as well, you know.
He just had his Atari in his backpack and...
Yeah, a little bit more than that, but he got it.
He had the biggest equipment set yet. It was amazing.
And we were like, yeah, we're having an open stage, just a small table should do it. And he took everything.
Awesome.
So, Rocco, I think we should hear some live performance from you.
I'd be happy to play some tunes for you. I'll start out with a little bit slower stuff and we'll build up. You might hear some familiar stuff, some old tracks. And later on in the show, I'm planning to debut a brand new song that I got working on last night. I spent 4 hours straight working on it, but cool. We'll get to that eventually. Now it's time for some stuff to warm you all up.
Thank you.
So that was actually live music with two Game Boys.
With a slight error with the BPM on Hello. Sorry about that.
Ah, no one would have noticed. Are these just standard issue Game Boys, or did you mod them in some way?
Sort of. They actually got modded by a guy who actually was at the last Eindbaas edition. His name is Tim Bob. He also did a performance at the open stage. And he actually modified these babies. He put a backlight in them, modded them. It's called the Pro Sound Mod. And one of these actually contains an input for a keyboard, so I can actually put a standard keyboard you use for your computer and use it as a musical keyboard. So that's pretty cool.
Okay, so not like a piano keyboard, but an actual keyboard, like a QWERTY, or
yeah, pretty much. it's all for musical purposes, and it translates beautifully as DJ. So
cool. So you're using NSDJ?
Yes, it's I have tried NanoLoop, and it's just not my style. It's too much fiddling live, and I just like to, you know, get the crowd pumped as much as I can and just dance along a bit. You know, it's a party. Everyone's supposed to dance. So.
Yeah. I like NanoLoop. I like fiddling around.
You like fiddling around. Do you actually produce some music as well?
No, that's why I like fiddling around.
Okay.
Make them glitch beats, yes.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get the devices more integrated in the traditional music environment. Like, I'm working on getting my... well, I told this last time, actually. I should get it finished sometime. Working on getting my Game Boy hooked up to my... I have this electronic drum pad kit thing. And a friend of mine, he's working on a synthesizer, which we are going to base on a C64 SID chip. And, well, pretty soon we hopefully will be forming our own chiptune metal band.
But, at the open stage.
Yeah, if we're there.
That would be awesome.
Absolutely.
That would be really awesome.
It would be.
So, let's see, we have like 40 minutes left. Rocco is going to do another 15 minutes live show after this amazing thing I'm going to tell you now. No, it's not really amazing. Yeah, so I've been working on the next Eindbaas, which will be on the 13th of January at Echo Utrecht. There's going to be another open stage. If any of the listeners want to perform there, drop us a line via eindbaas.org. There's a contact form there. And we already sort of let people know that Henry Home Sweet is coming to play live there, which is for us. I've been asking him at the third Eindbaas, I think, and he couldn't because he had too much schoolwork to be done. So since then, I'm calling in Henry Homework. However, this guy, he's just amazing. He was the final act at Blip New York. Which was, I've been crowd surfing there. It was absolutely great. And he just dropped a new EP. It's called, I don't know actually how it's pronounced. The Arctic Revival. It's a new EP, in front of this new album he's working on. And I just want to, throw a song in now.
Okay, cool. And, it's like a completely different style, I think.
It's
right?
A completely different style. I don't think live, he's also doing totally different stuff. You know, he's just doing everything, actually. He's like a DJ and a producer, and also live performing. It's really great. But just listen to this, because this is like my EP of 2011 already, and it only contains two songs. So here it goes. Yeah, shake your booty.
I know I was.
completely different style again.
It's yes, actually we this Einbass next edition is going to be a completely a 3x completely different styles. And I still think like that's one of the awesome things about chiptune. Like I mean it's just an instrument, you know, you can make any kind of music with it, any style. And I mean, we are trying to book artists that are like totally different from each other in style. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's like more alike, but this edition is going to be a bit of everything. So the last song was Maneo, currently living in Madrid, and he's like making cumbia. He calls itself electropical music on the Game Boy. His live shows are like Henry Homesweet. His live shows are pretty different than the ones he produces. But and you know, there's like this special thing about him. He's like warm. He's gonna warm up the crowd really, really good. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him again. I've seen him perform a couple of times. He actually played at not really an Einbass edition, but an Einbass Queen's Day party in Utrecht. And we were just like, yeah, we still have to book him on, like, he has to perform on an Einbass edition. So
I'm looking forward to that.
So we got Henry Homesweet and Maneo, and for our final act, who's actually going to end the night as well,
which is my favorite, by the way,
is again something completely different, something for late at night, badass raw beats out of Game Boys.
I like the sound of that.
And I'm just gonna play it and talk about him later on.
Go.
Bum.
And that boom. We are going to witness live as well.
Yeah, it's Kodak. Kodak van Buren, as he would like to prefer me calling him. It's a guy from Letland, Latvia, I think it's in English. He's been producing this chipstep, dubstep-y, raw beats, which is, I mean, the thing that, like, the sound he creates from the Game Boy is fucking amazing.
It's awesome. Actually, he's listening, right?
Yeah, I think, I just got a tweet from him saying that I should turn up the volume on his song, which is the best way to listen to it. So I suggest everyone, if you want, like, 200% volume on this, come to Eindbass 8, 13th of January at the Echo, www.echo.nl. Ticket sales start tomorrow, only €8. You get like three amazing international artists, and you're just gonna party and dance all night.
Oh, well, absolutely. I will be there tomorrow, you say? I will get my tickets. Is there going to be an open stage as well?
Like, definitely, yeah. Okay. I mean, I think it's even more important than, like, I mean, it's in a different way, you know. But it's just, I mean, like, the Netherlands, like, there's so many artists here doing stuff, and we should totally get it out the world there, and I think Eindbass is a perfect place to perform and to just show to other people and talk about what you're doing and get together and so definitely
everyone should be there, in my opinion, because it's amazing. So Rocco, will you be there as well?
Shit, yeah. Cool. No, honestly, I've been listening to Kodak right now for a while, and he's one of the dirtiest chiptune producers I've heard in a long time, and I've been I'm a fan of him, so I can't wait to see him live, you know, trolling on stage. It's gonna be amazing.
Trolling. Mm,
sure. But I was wondering, there's a lot of chiptunes out there. How do you guys find the latest stuff and the new artists, and apart from the open stage, of course?
Well, it's what Frans already said. It's still, people come out with really a lot of variety in the stuff that's still coming out to this day. And it's just a matter of finding your own sound and whatever suits you, what style suits you. And at the same time, it brings a lot of freedom to producing chiptune, which is always nice. I mean, that's what I like about chiptune. So,
but I think the scene is, like, it's small, but then again, it's really big. Like, it's really, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's really tight, like, on the internet, on social media. So, you know, even I'm like friends on Facebook with people I actually haven't met, but I know sort of their reputation, or at least what they're doing in the scene. And so, yeah, and then word gets around. So there's, like, a new album here, and it gets picked up by those guys, and it, like, and of course you have, like, the 8-Bit Collective and the chipmusic.org websites where everyone's hanging out. Actually, I'm not actually hanging out there because it's, well, Chip Music is okay, but 8-Bit Collectives is, like, so many music. It's like finding a needle in a haystack, I guess.
Yeah.
So I just let it come in. Yeah, I just find it through other ways. But so, yeah, oh, online it is.
Yeah. That's a good thing. So, yeah, we have how much time left? About 20 minutes.
I think Rocco has the perfect 20 minutes fill-in with his little set.
I'm going to attempt to get a little bit of more energy. And the last song in this set is actually going to be brand new. And it's, it's sort of a premiere, whatever. It's not
awesome.
Definite, but yeah, hope you enjoy.
Work cool. In progress. It's good.
Awesome, cool. So the last song was the new one, right?
It was new, yes.
I'm so impressed. I'm messing up my mixing desk.
At least the mic is speechless.
Yes, well, the mic was speechless. At least.
So nobody could hear what we were talking about.
No, well they could hear me, but so that was the song that you did especially for this show,
yes,
right?
Yes, I spent the last 4 hours last night working on that, trying to complete it. It's not yet completed, but whatever, you know. And if anyone in Holland or Belgium is listening, I'll be performing with Men of Mega and Xylo and Seror at Breda at the 16th of December in I don't
the
know.
Vassarette.
The Vassarette. The Vassarette.
We will be there as well with Eindbass DJs.
You know my gigs better than I do.
Of course.
It's amazing. And the 17th of December will be in Hasselt, Belgium. In the Wasserij, performing with the same group of artists.
What?
It's gonna
no,
be
that was Breda.
What? De Wasserette no, en de Wasserij.
Ah.
De Wasserij.
Wow, that's awesome.
Blame the beer. No.
And before all that, actually, the December the 10th, there will be a big retro gaming event right here in RevSpace in The Hague. You can find all the info about that on awesomeretro.com. Which is actually a friend of mine. He's been collecting old game consoles and machines and C64s and what have you. And that's also going to be awesome. Yeah.
And we're actually having a DJ set on the 17th of December. That's why we can't also go to Hasselt in Belgium, because we are not there as Eindbass.
Damn you.
But here in The Hague, at the Bazaart, during Tashima Sounds, it's like a Japanese clubbing-style evening. So I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen there. But
okay, so you've got like a set of Japanese chiptune music.
Yeah, actually, I got, as a last song, actually a Japanese new EP from artist called Doom Cloud. It's just been released last week. I've never heard of the act before that, but it kicks in like a drum. I think we're just gonna play it and finish up.
Yeah, sure. I want to thank you guys for coming over here. It's been really awesome, especially for bringing over the Game Boys, Rocco, and writing a song, especially for tonight.
No problem.
And a pretty nice one as well. I mean, it's got all the elements that I like. It's got the beat, it's got the melody, it's got...
And we were just discussing that we should do this more often. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. That's what we said last time, actually.
I know.
This time
I know.
We have to make it...
it's going to be reality. And one last thing I want to add, if you like what you hear, check out my SoundCloud. It's R-O-C-C-O-W, and that is all. I hope you enjoy the last track.
And thank you.
Cool.
dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal. Main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackers places.